want to welcome you guys to Vlogmas Day 5. I made it through. The only 2 days I didn't do for Vlogmas was, I did Day 1, I didn't do 2 and 3. I did 4, so now I'm doing 5. And I'm sitting here eating some chips, some dip, and drinking some Thai tea. Part of Vlogmas Day 5, so I'm gonna cook some chicken and have some rice, and that's what I'm gonna eat. Yes, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, or almost 9, but I'm gonna get some fried chicken with some rice. So I'm gonna eat for my breakfast. I got a pot on the stove. I got my chicken right here. Let me move my phone so y'all can hear me. It's on 20%. I'll put it back closer to the stove when I get over there. I'm going to season the flour. So I got flour. I'm not using that much because there's not that much chicken. Next, I'm going to season this. Powder. And then some salt. And some little seasoning. This is for seasoning. We're gonna take some pictures. If you already know, you already know. Make sure I get the aesthetic. I just want 2-3 pictures just in case if I decide to post. Alright, so I got my pictures done. Okay, this vinegar. And pour out my chicken. You don't need that much because I'm gonna just put in some water. This is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces of chicken. Add some water. Add some more vinegar. And then I can just coat it in the chicken. Let it sit while I get my stuff for my eggs. Yes, why not? Some rice, and that's it.
A little bit of seasoning flour. Bring y'all back to my stove because I'm sitting here frying. Chico was sitting in the kitchen yesterday, so yeah, we're good. So we have put the phone to charge.
Rinse this chicken off really well. It's stuck in vinegar. Rinse it off already. Regular chicken. I'm putting enough oil so you can coat the bottom of the pan. No more and less because so I'm gonna take off any excess trimmings off the chicken that I see fit. Any extra pieces. Actually, yeah, I'm going to inspect the chicken, make sure it's nice and clean. It's a chicken wing. I'm going to do all the necessary things to it. Not that much, but you know. It's only better not be boiling on there like that. All right, so this chicken's good to go. I'm gonna dip it in my egg the best of my ability. Who gives egg wash? All right, dip it in my seasoned flour. With seasoned flour, you make sure you want to coat this bad one really good. There ain't not much egg to go around, so it's okay. Coat it real good. And then, I'm gonna put it in the pot.
Okay,
I'm gonna feed
something.
Why would I not feed
them? Okay. I'm not
gonna put
it in the pot. Okay. I'm not gonna put it in the pot.
Okay.
I'm
not gonna put it in the next piece. And then I'm going to put in my seasoning flour. Should go pretty good.
You can break the bowl because look where you have it today that is big as well.
Popping on me wide.
Mm-hmm.
turn it over. I don't want to get chicken curd. You can get some little ladies back. I'm going to cook it up. You pour some more over here because it's a little long enough. I think what I'm gonna do is, these are too big. So I'm gonna drop this one in there. I'm gonna fry three of them. What I'm gonna do is wash my hands off. And put the rest. And I'm gonna cutting board and chop them up because they should be really fresh.
So part of my, part of my blog, the Vlogmas, you guys, is also putting out episodes where I've already filmed the content. They got to stay here so they get brown and they get some color on them. If I know they cook. I use like a spoon to like push it down. Maybe it's for a good half an hour, you guys. To get that real deep crisp. Get that golden brown. But I will see you guys when I am coming back to my chicken. Guys, so I guess I don't want to talk to you guys about today, but I'm just saying it's about my life as a country Canadian and how Vlogmas is really going. I feel like I'm so behind, but that's okay. This is my first time doing it, so yeah, it's completely different. And take out a tea. Let me out with you. This thing is hard. Give me 1 second, you guys. I just want to talk with you guys about my life. Vlogmas has been stressful because we're on day 7 and I still am on day 5. So I gotta do day 6 and I gotta do day 7. And so, yeah, being a content creator for this small little platform that seems to be growing in terms of like listenership is growing, not necessarily an audience, which is okay. My Instagram is growing in terms of views, but not necessarily followers. But that's okay. My Instagram, my YouTube are basically the visuals for those that listen to me talk so much. And if you made it this far in this podcast, as I always say, thank you. So my listener podcast personality is the devotee, so I'm gonna start calling you that. This year I had 81% more listeners compared to
my average week between the 9th and the 15th of January. My top states are United States, Colombia, Netherlands, Malaysia, and Philippines. So I think what I'm going to do with that is do podcasts geared towards those states, since those are my top five. I created 3,156 minutes of new content. That's more than 96% of other creators in their religion and spiritual category, which is good. So that's just a little bit about my podcast and how it's going. I think I have an audience of 3. The audience, it varies, but for those that listen, I appreciate each and every one of you guys, because I'm almost at 4K. And so that's exciting that I have almost 4,000 listeners. Almost. I got 3,721 listeners so far. So, I mean, that's exciting. But also because I want to grow this platform. And my goal is to grow my YouTube channel, which is undergoing construction. Go and sit on your bed and play. Go. So that's exciting. My YouTube is at 16 subscribers now. You could be the 17th one. You could really be the 17th one. So go over there and like, comment, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's at 16 subscribers. So, I mean, we getting somewhere. Not where I want to be is in terms of, a content creator, because it's hard. Because, you're basically producing content from scratch. I post about my life journey. And that's about it so far. I've had, 20 videos so far. So, I plan on making more content, sometime next year, because my goal is to actually move. Right now, I'm working on getting a job. Stable one that makes sense. One that I can get to, because I don't have reliable transportation. And so, I'm working on getting a car as well. So, my goal by next year, 2023, is to really mainstream launch my YouTube channel when I have a steady job and a car. And I'm planning to, move out, and I could take this with in the process, too. I got a job, but it's, a relief position for a direct care worker. So, with that, I could do that job. I got to work 10 hours a month. And then with the next job, I'm going to be, there full-time and stuff like that. So, I'm excited for 2023. My goal is to have a vehicle, because your girl has her license for, a year now. So, next year, I'm taking you guys car shopping with me. Hopefully, I get enough money. Finances are coming through. But that's hard being a content creator when it's, you're not seeing the results that you want to see in terms of, especially content, because it's hard. So, I'm at 552 views. That's almost 600. So, yeah. My channel does get some views. I got to learn how to do shorts. I've been doing shorts, but not that much. But, so I said that it's under construction in my IG bio. If you guys follow me on IG, go check me out over there. I say follow me on all my socials, because that's what you're supposed to do. I really just started this journey to document my life. Then life of ordinary girl. Or ordinary woman, I should say. Because I'm not a girl, but yeah. An ordinary woman. My adolescent stage is past. So now I'm into womanhood. So I want to be a full-time content creator, because it gives me the opportunity to have a flexible schedule. And I really don't like the whole idea of a 9-to-5. It's ghetto. It's giving me very much so. I got to go to work every day because I don't lose my job. As a content creator, you can mainstream your thing. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have the potential of losing your job. You can lose followers, which means you can lose some money, some views. But it's if you've maintained a high status on social media and you got a business going and you got a YouTube page, you can fall back on your business. Content creators got so much sources of income they can make, because they're just producing content. They're just telling you about their life, like myself. And so that's why I was interested in it, because I don't like working with people. I feel like showing up every day for a 9-to-5 that I don't like, that's not going to further me in my career. That's not going to get me where I need to be. I'm just here making this money every day. And 9-to-5s are tricky, because it's if you don't show up, you can lose your job. As a content creator, if you don't show up, you're not losing anything. What are you losing besides, money for that day and more revenue, depending on, the content you produce and stuff like that. But, if you don't show up for a day or two, you're not really missing much, depending on how many followers you have, depending on where your platform is, depending on the things you got going for yourself. So, before the chicken turns out burnt, let's turn it. Ooh, it's getting nice and crispy.
Okay, it's getting crispy, it's getting there.
Alright, so I'm just gonna turn this and then I'm gonna leave this on for another 30 minutes. So 10 o'clock, I'm cooking it off. But yeah, like, it's like Hunter Creams have the best of both worlds. Because they get to work for themselves and they don't have to show up for other people. I mean, they technically do, but it's not like they know the people they're showing up for, unless they've met, like, some of their subscribers and stuff. So, I'm gonna just turn it down low. So yeah, it's like they have it good in this room. I mean, in the pot for like another half an hour. I'm not saying that their life is perfect. In terms of like in terms of what they could do, what their time is more important. And for me, I want to be a full-time content creator because you can work on your own schedule. You could say I'm gonna upload 3 times a week and stick to that. I grow momentum and whatnot. I haven't really thought out a set schedule for my YouTube channel because I'm working on it because I'm a content creator for this whole entire podcast. So, I give out some raw footage to the best of my ability, but I say check me on my socials in case you guys want to see what I talk about my other platforms, which is A Step From This Podcast. So yeah, I'm planning on working on this some more. Year number 4, I think. Number 4, yeah. I'm excited to continue to work on it. I mean, it's hard work because, like, I gotta think of topic, I gotta think of things to talk about, I gotta think of the proper time to do this. Pictures, all the other stuff that goes to the concert career. Like, nobody talks about the life behind it. What is in your finger? What? Is it better now? It's gone? Is it better? No. So, there's not a lot of work that goes into it. Editing. Well, it's not necessarily something I really do, but I try to do it. I'm not giving you no soda. Put those in the trash. Trash. Trash it. Trash it. No, trash it. Well, put in the trash, little boy. There's the right time to do content. There's school. There's life in general. Yeah, my Instagram is at 29 followers, and I'm following 20 of those people. And I have 28 posts. I'm not giving you none of my soda.
Here, put some hair.
There's a lot that goes into it. You know, I'm not going to share that with you guys because that's a transparent moment. Not being where I want to be on all my socials. Yeah. Yeah, We got some good fried chicken here. Chicken's looking mighty good. It's looking nice and crispy and crunchy. But yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. TikTok, I just started, so if you're familiar with me, go to TikTok. Come on there. TikTok, I don't post every day. But it's really just to get more recognition and be accessible and have people check out my stuff. The only platform that I want to monetize in terms of content is YouTube. It's the only platform I'm really pushing to monetize. I need to make a YouTube highlight for my YouTube channel, but I want to monetize it whenever, you know, I get the watch hours and then I get the subscribers. But now I'm at 16 subscribers, so, I mean, no shame. So, yeah, I plan on, like, moving out. So really, on my YouTube channel, what I want to focus on is lifestyle content. I want to focus on my life journey and my podcast journey. That's it. Lifestyle podcasts and content creator journey, basically. You know, taking you guys on the scenes with me and stuff. What really goes into planning content? Instagram is going to be all about those platforms. So TikTok, YouTube, Anchor, it's all my Instagram. Now, Instagram, unfortunately, I'm not eligible for monetization, but I don't think I'd want to monetize it. Why I said that. I have my Instagram platform monetized. I don't want it.
It's not too money.
I don't know. Go play something else. Go. Go put your tablets to charge. Go. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes behind it, you know. I try to keep my Instagram relevant to what my podcast is about. So, whatever goes on my podcast basically goes directly to my Instagram. And then I'm trying to, like, compile it into a YouTube video for it to go up on my YouTube. And now we shall see. What I want to get from my YouTube channel is not a ring light, but I want to get a better setup. So that's why I said it's going under construction because of how it's set up. Like, I don't think I could see myself filming in my room. I could be like, could, but it's like, do I really want to? No, I don't want to. So I could use my phone, but my phone is like cracked right now. In the back of it, unfortunately, when I was at church, it fell and the whole back just got destroyed. The phone still works, so yeah, that's good. But nonetheless, it's more so there's a lot of stuff that goes into content creator. It's not just like posting the content, it's way more than that, because it's coming up with ideas that are relevant to what you like. It's talking to you guys about things that are important. It's just talking to you guys, because most of my audience is females. So I'm just like, I don't really appeal to the male audience, but I am a female on this platform, so hi. I'm thinking of, like, doing a new intro. Like, every single podcast, I'd be like, hey, what's up, my devotees? Let's get into this podcast. Because the ad plays, and then it's jump right into the podcast. But I think I'm going to be like, hey, my devotees. After that, for the first segment, and then go into the podcast. And then it's just content. And then it's just putting the ad placement. It's editing sometimes, if you choose to edit it or not. It's up to you. Most of the times, I don't edit because it takes too long and I just know when to stop it and then to pick it back up and stuff like that. But I'm letting you know it's hard out here for these content creators, because if you want to make money off of this because you're passionate about it, but then you want to make sure that you're still passionate about it when you reach where you want to reach, which is making, you know, a decent amount of money. Not saying I'm gonna make millions of dollars, if that, but I'm just saying, like, it's getting somewhere. Hopefully, you know, if I continue to do it, I will see the results of my hard work and labor. But especially that needs to be transferred to my YouTube channel, because right now my YouTube channel is at all time low. Like, I don't know if it's because people don't like the content I post on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure people have posted the same thing and seen different results. Or maybe it's just me. But I do check out the analytics from time to time. and they're kind of sad. So that's why I lean back more over here, where it's like, okay, I know I can check the analytics and I'll be okay. Right, I check my YouTube analytics and I'm like, yo, what's going on? Nobody subscribed to my YouTube channel. They don't love me no more as a content creator of this platform. So, that's the whole. So, I want to, like, you know, be a manager for my own platform. And so, now I'm looking at my analytics. I got 122 views. Watch time is, like, 0.6. No subscribers. But, I mean, like, that will get somewhere. Because the more I talk about it and the more I post about it and the more I actually get a consistent upload schedule, it'll get somewhere. But it's just starting with my problem. Because I always talked about starting a YouTube channel and I never did until now. And now, yeah. Okay, so you need 1,000 is required, and you need 4,000 watch hours. Which is cool. But, I mean, I won't get there because this is zero public watch hours. It's only at 452 views. I am getting somewhere. Hey, as long as you started something and you want to see it through, like, I want to see it through because I feel like being a full-time content creator would benefit me so much. Not having to go back to work again. Not having to punch in from a 9-to-5. Not having to deal with people. Make content on my own schedule. Get paid every 30 days or however long, you know, YouTube pays people. Stuff like that will be awesome. Because it depends on how much work you put in and the money you make. I don't like 9-to-5s. 9-to-5s are not for me because I'm a content creator. Why would I want to keep working at 9-to-5 when I have the opportunity to get my podcast up and going? It's not where it's going to be because it's not going to happen overnight. But it will get somewhere.
This chicken. So I'm gonna just take it out. Mm-hmm. 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 This one, I don't know, the top of this. fries. I'm gonna let that one sit because that one's not even. I almost burned it in here. I did slightly. Yep, the chicken just dropped down. I'm gonna just put it to the side, cover it up. I'm gonna need to try to put it in this bowl. One more piece in here, and then we'll just take another bowl and like cover it up. Leave this one for the side of it, and I'll put the side of it on. Oh, I've been my favorite. This is not microwave for 2 minutes. Let the rest heat up. And so with that being said, I will see you guys when I'm done eating. It's 7:25. I'm probably gonna start my homework at 9 o'clock, so I'm just gonna talk with you guys while I struggle to charge my phone. But yeah, drink some lemonade. I'm trying to see if I can get back my old Instagram. So that one had the aesthetic that I wanted it to, but someone hacked me, so yeah, I can't get into my Instagram no more. But we're going to try today. I'm going to try again, like I've been trying, like the past. I try every now and again, so hopefully I can get into it. They made my account private, which is stupid, because, yeah. But the Instagram I want to get back into is my own. It's underscore. It's underscore. This person don't post anything about me. Because, I mean, yeah. I haven't posted on this night, June. So, I'm going to try to see if I can get into it. Underscore Joanna Hamilton. It's underscore Joanna Hamilton with 2 N's, which is stupid. Yeah, like the person was like real rude when they scammed me too. He was like, oh, send me money or I'm gonna sell your Instagram. Like, because they thought I had more followers. Like, you thought? Let's see. Okay, so it's underscore, I think it's underscore Joanna Hamilton. I think there's another underscore, but I don't know if there is. Or it could just be one. I don't have access to these. I have the phone number, but the phone number is my phone number.
Let's see. My room was hacked. I'm not putting myself in the account. I'm trying to recover it, but it's like it doesn't let me. Okay. No, okay, another one. We gotta be somewhere I can get into this go back. I don't know whose email that is. Try another way. Oh, you know what I should just do? This person did in my account. Hold on, let me go back for two. No. Let's see if I do forgot password. Let me enter my email because I don't know. Nah, it looks like I'm never getting back in that email. Oh, wait, let me go back. There was something for managing. I don't know.
I can't use my phone number, but my phone number will just send me the code. I don't know. I've been trying to get back into my account because I like this Instagram better, but how do you hack? Hack the guy. Here we go. Alright, it looks like I won't be able to ever get back on the account, which sucks, but it's not like that Instagram account. The one I have now, it's okay. I mean, I can never get back into it. So I'm gonna let you guys go because I want to lay down and charge my phone for like an hour, but my phone back my kid don't want to charge for real. I should log into my Facebook, but I don't want to do all that. You see, this phone be pointing at me. It will charge and then it will stop. I haven't been on Facebook like in weeks, bro. I want to know if people like message me and stuff. It's down to be deleted. But I haven't been on in like forever, actually. Oh, shoot. It'll be deleted. Oh, it'll be deleted in a week and a half. I'm on Facebook and Snapchat. Nobody can find me, bro. Y'all gonna come looking for the wrong person. If that was feeling you, delete Facebook and Snapchat. And then blocks like mad people. You thought I was feeling you? Oh man, do I get a kick out of some stuff that people thought. But yeah, they don't have access to my my other Instagram. Like, I'm gonna just make a new one. That's wild. That's funny, though. Oh, that's such a cute picture of them. But yeah. I'm just looking at my friend's Instagram page. Boy. It is hilarious. It's funny as heck. Okay, I was gonna say this person's page. All right, let me get up off Instagram. If y'all want to see me in person, y'all should go follow my Instagram, because it's where I have my face be the most. Okay, girl. It's funny as hell. It's funny. That's funny. Yeah, but I told you how many followers I got, you know. We're gonna rock with it. We're gonna rock with it, lean with it, rock with it, snap with it. All my ladies in the back with it. Let me go drink my lemonade and charge my phone, because this phone be dying on me for real. I can't do this work. I just don't feel like doing it. I'm like, it's gonna be enough for me, but I wanna watch like a movie or something Friday. They just talking words don't hurt me at all. People run their mouth together than running. Who's talking? Who's talking? Who's talking this time? Don't let it get to you or ruin you. Yeah, she's funny. Oh my god. Ooh, this. My phone needs to charge for real. My phone got charging problems. I'm really hot though. My room is like a sauna at this point. She said, anybody and everybody. LOL, why? Oh my gosh, she always needs someone talking about her, and it's like, girl, nobody talking. I talk about her, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm seeing something about her, mentioning her, yeah. Don't know, don't care. Same. Same. Yeah. I should keep you guys on the phone with me while I do this homework. I don't want to at the same time I do, because, like, y'all know my life.
Facts. I hear you. I was a baby. And so I think that's what I'm going to do. Just keep on the phone with me, like my devotees you guys are, and do this homework. So this homework is like way overdue, and I have problems understanding the assignment. Excuse me, it's just a matter to get it done, but I really gotta let my phone charge. So I don't know.
Yeah, this is Vlogmas day 5. So I'll see you guys in a few. My homework either tonight or tomorrow, but I'm gonna take a bath. Alright, so I got my bath water. I got this Avon water and apple blossom shower gel. I need a bath. Yeah, it's that time on my day. Well, yeah, so I take baths. Anyways, so let's get into this. I put my face mask on and I'm just gonna sit in this hot tub for about like 30-45 minutes. And yeah, I'll chat with you guys. You guys can hear me because my phone is charging.
yeah, I'm gonna make me some tea. Let's get to the bath. This feels so good. Soap up. So I got my soap. So yeah. Taking a bath is a good trick for you. This feels really good. So warm and hot. So I get to breathe and just relax. After I do this one, there's no TV, no noise. It's just quietness. This feels really good. I'm going to spray my skin with my cloth. I got some things about this. But yeah. Then we're gonna drink some chai tea with some condensed milk and sugar. Chai tea is so good. I like it with milk. I don't know how it's gonna taste with condensed milk, but I don't know when I went to the retreat. You take a bath. This smells so make sure to massage my skin too. Yes. I have to hear my whole body when I take a bath. Not that I'm taking my body in general, but a shower routine or a skincare routine honestly is needed, guys. Yeah, that's my nephew's brought him down his routine. But yeah, this one's really relaxing. And I like to do this. It's almost like a picnic. This feels really good. Put the recipe shower down here. There's only a little bit. I'm gonna give me some bath essentials and tell y'all who I get. Soap out. I have to put some soap on my skin, which is good. But that's it, it's finished. But here I like to massage my skin. It's a thing where I take hair off my skin. You guys can check out Vlogmas day 1, day 4, and day 3. Go check them out. Somebody was like, don't be posting about your life journey if you're gonna take out your life. And I was like, nah, I'm not taking my life. I thought about pulling them out, but I was like, never mind. Yes, the thought of pulling them out changes my mind, of course. Yeah, sure. Who wants to pull them out because they're not looking how you expect them to look, or. You know, so yeah, let me bring you guys a little closer. So you guys, oh, my phone's only at 5%, so y'all have to stay right by the sink. Actually, no, y'all don't. No, no. You know what? I'm gonna just bring out quotes. Baths are good though. I like to see baths. So, also, I like to, you know, my finger. So, can I check the mood here? As I
good for real exfoliation, because I haven't exfoliated in a while. So let's do. And so let's so I'm gonna do. This part stays on, I think. So yes. Just a little bit. So part of this routine is very relaxing. You know, you've got to take care of your skin. So massaging my skin, I think massaging, I give myself massages, is the best feeling in the world. Ooh, yes, this feels so good. I try to use water down there, but it just don't really make sense. But if you can, use water only. And then after that, I like to let out all this water and soap up and vinegar stuff. So I'm gonna exfoliate and then soap up and myself. Here's my cloth, you guys. Soap is right here. And I like to use soap of kind. This is the same soap I was soap up with when I'm finished. No, soap does not go down there. I try my best to do the water only method. And only water should be going on there. So I'll just put the soap in my mind because I'm my down there to smell fresh. Clean, but other parts, yes. Soap goes right here. Nah, my butt crack. No. But yeah. So I'm gonna take this and just go over my thighs. My stomach. I exfoliate every part of my body. That's exfoliating. Not down there, of course, but if something gets down there, it's probably by accident. I'm not saying I intentionally put something there, but I like to exfoliate because it gets off all of the dead dirt in the skin and it just feels so good. Good. Exfoliate my feet. Yes, my feet do be there because my feet be hurting me. Yeah. Exfoliate your process. It takes me about 20 minutes because to thoroughly do it. And it feels good. Actually, twice. And it feels so good. Make sure I get every part of my body. Ladies, because it's important. We don't forget any part of her. Ah, this feels so good. Oh. I'm going to stand up in like 20 minutes to get my back or 5 minutes. I'm going to get my back most likely sitting down. Exfoliate my butt cheeks. I exfoliate my whole part of me except for my butt crack and my kitty cat. I don't know what to call it. But yeah, I don't exfoliate her. She gets a lot of care though. She does. It's the water. And I try to take care of my body inside and out. But that exfoliation process leaves my skin smooth like butter. Because my skin is good, but just overall, like the health of your skin matters. It's really my chest area, gently go, my neck, my back gets it. Before I rinse this out, let me rinse it off. Really good, like it just
don't have to do that. This is my skin. Okay, okay. No joke. You know what my skin looking good again. Yeah, I'm hanging out. Other parts of your body. Can it get sitting down? And then I'm gonna get off the water and take a shower. Wash down there. I mean, down there does get water, but I mean, yeah, you know. Yeah, we don't wash her out clean. I go all up in there. Oh, I'll be down there. Mm-hmm. She needs proper care. It's my back area. I got the exfoliating pouch for however you want to call it with the handles because one of my next is put some fresh water on it. Put some fresh water on it. Ooh, this is hot. And then soap it up again with my bar soap. Give it on for the second time. I really get in there. First time is for lather, so the moment it's good stuff. Second time is for exfoliate my whole skin. Like I said, this is not going to my butt crack or down here. Because down there, don't need to exfoliate. What I exfoliate is like my inner thighs. And my sister. I mean, I'm skinny, but I weigh 150. So, yeah. If you don't, you know. 150, you carrying some weight. Let me stand up. Let me exfoliate. It's really good from my neck down. It feels really, really, really good. Because what I'm going to do is rinse this off as soon as I'm done. I'm going to let out this water. Rinse this off and then soap up with my regular rag. So let me get up. Yes, I got my inner thighs. And then I get my butt cheeks. My butt, my thighs, all that good stuff. I may just sit down again and just drink it off from there and then stand up again. Let me actually rinse this off before I lift that part up. I exfoliate my lower back. Because my back be dirty. My back, I sweat a lot back there. So, I exfoliate because I want my body to feel better, get all that extra dirt. Thighs, my whole body gets it. My legs, my feet. Pardon me. And plus, it extra for me, huh? Dirty my skin. Oh, I don't want to go yet every single day. I don't need to. Oh, this feels so good. See? It's gonna taste so good. It's my inner thigh, inner bit. Time to rinse off now. Now when I rinse off, I rinse that one. It's really, really soft. I think it's a pretty. These are three colors of them. I didn't call the box, but this is a hair by a big show. I think it's okay. Nice to show.
already. I make sure no soap. I try to make sure no soap gets in there. I mean, if it happens, I don't know if I see that. That's pretty. Yeah, no soap can be done now. The soap is bad for that. Anyway, I'm gonna take my rag. Check it up. I like to clean my nose, my face, and everything. But it's done now. Right now, so then we'll put the thing back in the thing because my bathtub is already clean. Don't come for me. Right next to the towel, my body feels great. I need to clean my room, so I kind of want to break out this stuff. It's fucking dirty. I'm gonna turn on this tub. tub real quick. Put some hot water. Run. I'm about to get the rest for bed. I'm gonna drink my tea, talk to you guys while I unpack my stuff from the cruise that I went to almost a week ago with all my hair because it's giving dry. It's also giving like a fun with these locks, girl. And I'm like more and more each day. But I'm not really just part of the process nonetheless. Something about the sound of running water, man. Oh my god. My water just sounds so relaxing. Alright. That's enough running water for me. Put back this mat. I'm ready for that. And everything. Take off my clothes. And I'm going to charge my phone, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night. Actually, no, I'll be uploading this vlog, but yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow for day 8, I guess, and so on and so forth. But be sure to watch the vlogs, because basically it's me uploading content throughout Vlogmas as well, too, to not be so behind. But I'll see you guys in my next one. So tune in for day 8.